Welcome to America's Jobs Team. At Consultant Connect, we believe the greatest force for change is a job, but it requires amazing, talented economic developers. Each week, we will go deep with America's jobs heroes on their leadership journeys, with the belief that when leaders get stronger, their communities thrive.
Hey, before we get started, Carla, what's one of your favorite economic development events that we do?
So, Nick, there are so many economic development events that I love, and it's hard to pick a favorite. But one of the events that I find is the most meaningful and the most fun has been our next group. And you've been a part of that group as well, but it's an emerging leaders in economic development group. So it's up and coming rising stars in economic development that are full of passion for the field, super excited about what they're doing, and just a whole lot of fun. And they come together once a year and really just explore innovation and economic development and fun and be curious. And it's just really an exciting group that has become lifelong friends for me. And I think you too, right?
It's kind of become the cool kids of economic development, I got to admit.
So if you want to be considered a cool kid, applications are now being accepted. So Nick, do you want to tell the listening audience how to apply or nominate somebody to be a part of the Cool Kids group?
Yeah, for sure. So two different ways you could do it. You can visit www.thenextexperience.net or just email Carla or I. You can do it at nick@consultantconnect.org or carla@consultant.org. We'd love for you to nominate someone on your team or nominate yourself if you want to come by.
Perfect. We hope to see you at the Next Experience.
Hey, everyone. Happy Wednesday. And thank you so much for tuning into today's show. I'm Nick Riashi, and today I'll be talking with Carol Henderson, who is a senior director at Cushman in Wakefield. She has over 15 years of experience in the site selection industry and has extensive knowledge of state and local government. I loved talking with Carol. She's such a dynamic and insightful leader. Let's listen in. Thank you again for, you know, joining us today. I know that, you know, you've, you know, worked with leaders really across the board in site selection, economic development, local government. You know, what do you think is the biggest challenge that's facing leaders today?
So in general, I think the biggest thing that leaders are facing today, especially in times of very low unemployment, is actually keeping employees engaged. When there's so much low unemployment, you know, employees have a lot of choices. So keeping them engaged, keeping them motivated and inspired. There's a lot of changes going on in technology, so making sure that employees feel like that they are continuing to upgrade and have marketable skills. I think those things are challenges, but that leaders have to continue to keep those in the forefront and on their radar.
Yeah, totally agree. Does that change at all on the economic development side? I mean, would that answer have been different if I was going to ask you what is the biggest challenge facing leaders on the economic development side?
The only thing I would add from a standpoint on the economic development side is that leaders now have to face a little bit more scrutiny from the media, I think. So I think more and more economic development leaders have to be very transparent. And so I think there's sort of a balancing act with, you know, confidentiality when you're in a site selection process, but also keeping in mind that there's a very high level of scrutiny and transparency now going on when it comes to economic development.
Yeah, and everybody seems to have an opinion as well. So you have to be, you know, real conscious of, you know, what you say and how you say it and exactly what you're doing, because everybody, you know, everybody has that comment box at the end of a post and they love to be involved in that.
Exactly.
What's one characteristic then that you think every leader should possess? And is there someone that, you know, has been a great example of that, whether it's in, you know, your professional or personal career?
I think for me, one of the most important things that a leader should possess is actually being self-aware, knowing, you know, and self-reflecting, knowing, going back and looking at things that you've done. You know, did we do it the right way? Could we have done it a different way? But just sometimes I think we get so caught up in the moment as leaders, moving so fast, moving ahead, that we're not always reflective and being where we actually are and what we're doing. Could we do things differently?
Yeah, I love that. And, you know, self-awareness goes both ways. It's, you know, what did we do really well and what didn't we do well? And it's having that vulnerability to say, you know what, we missed on that. And, you know, we should have done better. And it's okay to feel that way, because as long as we're growing and learning from those mistakes, we're growing as a leader. So I love that, you know, you mentioned self-awareness, because I think that's so important.
The other thing I think, just to sort of elaborate a little bit more on that, is that I think it's really important for leaders to know their strengths, and most do, but also what are your weaknesses? Again, going back to that vulnerability thing, I think you have to be able to say, okay, you know, I'm a leader, but there could be some areas that I'm weak in. And so you want to surround yourself with people who can actually fill those voids. And as a leader, you need to be able to recognize what those are.
Yeah, by having great team members that fill those voids, it allows you to kind of go all in on your strengths so you can let someone else go all in on that other area, you know? I love that. So, you know, I've been noticing a lot, you know, we have our economics conference that we do every year, and, you know, we have 225 economic developers that are there. I've been noticing that it's a pretty, you know, it's a younger demographic year in and year out. What is a piece of advice that you would give, you know, someone going into leadership for the first time? Because I'm noticing that it does seem to be a bit of a younger generation that's getting into economic development.
Yeah, I would say to always remain curious, always remain inquisitive. I think especially in this business, being inquisitive is just so important. You always have to be looking and asking, you know, why? Maybe when you're doing site selection, why should we go here versus there? Always being inquisitive and curious and never just sort of resting on your laurels, I think is very important for this generation. And also looking to others for solutions and looking to others for ideas and examples, because this generation doesn't have the longevity as some of the other sure. generations have, and they tend to move around a lot. But I think it's important that you do look to some of the other leaders and people that are more senior for examples of how to do things, and maybe take those things and keep them as knowledge as you're continuing to grow and execute your own strategy and plan.
I love that. You mentioned move around a lot. How do you know when it's time to change jobs? You know, I know you've been in the industry for a while. How do you know when it's time to move on, when it's time to move on to a different company or even a different career?
Well, now I'm going to speak for myself, and probably I would say that a lot of other people may be like this as well. When you're no longer growing at a job and when you feel stagnant, I think, you know, you have to first ask yourself, is it me? Are there other things? Because I think there's always things that you can learn. But are you really growing? Are you, you know, is this job still stimulating you? Are you still excited about it? I think when you get to a point where the excitement's not there, you don't feel like you're growing professionally and also personally, you know, I think at that point you should stop and say, you know, is this good for my career? Am I moving forward in my career? Or am I just at a point where I need to change careers, change jobs, look for something different? Because I think it's important, especially as a leader, that you are always growing. I think you can't ever get to the point where you feel like, you know, this is status quo and things are great. And so I'm just going to continue to just ride it out.
Yeah, I think you're dead on. As leaders, though, it's easy to get caught up in the day to day. It's easy to really just be focusing on your job. What are some things that you're doing that are allowing you to grow as a leader? Or are there some tips that you have for the audience that are some things that they can do to always be growing and always be learning?
I'm always asking people, just how do you do something? Or, you know, what's your opinion on this? I don't believe that there's ever one right way to do anything. I think that maybe there could be different ways in result, but we could all get there different ways. So I'm always open to new ideas, and I'm always looking for ways to improve or just change. That's part of growth to me. I think sometimes when you let your ego or your arrogance get in the way, or you get caught in the day-to-day minutiae, that you don't stop and think, you know, maybe there's a different way that we could look at this, and maybe there's a different way that we could improve or we could do this. So that's something that for me that I continue to challenge myself pretty much every day that I come into this job.
One thing I've noticed about the economic development and site selection industries are that people are very willing to help each other out. And sometimes, you know, it's as easy as just picking up a phone and saying, hey, you know, I noticed you did such and such, you know, tell me about it. How did that go? And I think it's really important as leaders that we're not too proud to ask for help and to, you know, pick the brain of someone that maybe did it better than we did at a certain time. So I think that's great advice. On the flip side, what is one thing or, you know, a behavior or a trait that you've seen derail leader's career or, you know, really caused a roadblock in their growth?
I actually think ego can get in the way. I think people can get so caught up in the fact of success. They've had some success or just in the job, they feel very comfortable and they don't challenge themselves and they don't continue to grow. They don't look to others. As leaders, I think it's very important that you continue to engage with others as part of your overall growth.
No, I think that's really, really great advice. Carol, I know we want to save some of these ring the bell moments for the end. And I want to know, because I know you've had a lot of success in your career. What's something that makes you really proud when you look back on your career and say, wow, I am so proud that I accomplished that?
For me, a couple of things. One is it's very important to me that I bring others along. And that's something that I've always focused on, whether it be team members or direct reports. What I'm most proud of is when people that have worked along with me come back and tell me, you know, I'm at a new job now, but I appreciate this, or I learned this from you, or I just see them growing and I can sit back and say that I was part of that growth. You know, I was able to mentor them along, help them to get to, you know, the next point in their career. You know, I have a quote that I look at a lot, and it says that basically what'll happen if, you know, you train your people and they leave. And I believe the quote says is dead on when it says, what'll happen if we don't train our people?
Love that.
And they don't leave.
Yep.
So you want to train people. You're not training them to leave, but you should be training people to the point where they feel that they are growing. And for me, that's something that's just so important to me and that I'm most proud of that I could say. Throughout my career, I have several people that have come back to me and shared with me that I was part of that growth.
I think that's amazing. It speaks, you know, loudly to your leadership. And if you're consistently building a culture of people that want to win, I mean, that's really how you win as a team. And I think that's, you know, you hit the nail on the head when you say, what if you have a bunch of people that you didn't train and you didn't develop and that's your whole company? You know, what do you have left? You have a bunch of C-level players when you could have developed them into A-level players. And that's really what you want as an organization. Well, Carol, I really, really appreciate, you know, taking the time with us today. It's been a pleasure on this end to be able to speak with you and hear from your leadership journey. And we really appreciate your leadership within the industry.
Thank you.
Hey, everyone, this is Carla, and I love the insights that Carol shared on the podcast. Carol Henderson is truly, hands down, one of my favorite site selection consultants. She's funny, she's smart, and she's amazing. And I hope you took a lot of little nuggets away from that interview. I am super excited about the next episode. You're not going to want to miss this. I get a chance to talk with David Rumbarger, who is an amazing leader down in Tupelo, Mississippi. He has fantastic leadership experience and stories to share, and you're not going to want to miss it. He's dropped a few nuggets of gold on this podcast that I'm not going to share all the surprises, but you're going to want to have a notebook, a pen, and your headphones in to listen to David Rumbarger coming at you next week.